vultures.
Pop!
Culture vultures.
Pop!
Culture vultures.
Hey!
Yo! You know what's crazy? It's like I have my back to you. So I'm like, because I'm all in my phone. I don't know why. I feel comfortable. I sleep to my right.
Oh, I sleep. Like my hip situation mm-hmm. is really bad right now because of the way I not only sleep on my right side, yeah. but the whole, what is it? The fetal position?
Oh, that's me. Girl. And then Tinder puts his leg on top of me.
Oh, so you're like.
I'm all the way in. Yeah, and yeah. But I like when he does that
yeah.
to me.
It's the extra warmth.
Oh, yeah. I just feel cuddly. Yeah. But that's why now, like, when I sit on the couch,
yeah.
you'll always see
ass
me, like,
yeah. This, yeah.
You'll see me to the right. I wish you guys can see what I'm talking about, but I'll take a picture and post it up on the
You know
Instagram.
What? I think I'm going to make a trailer for this week. Maybe I'll do that because your butt is, like, in the camera right now.
Now
so
it's going to
be, yeah. I'm just going to go like this.
You know, now I'm, like, more showing my bod since I've lost 10 pounds.
Get it, girl?
10 pounds. I got 10 more before I go to Dominican Republic.
Wow. You know what? I wanted to ask another thing I wanted to talk to you about. First
oh, wait,
of all,
we
didn't
even
introduce.
My bad.
Sorry, y'all.
Dímelo, mi gente. It's your girl, La Loca.
Hey, it's Utopia.
We're pop culture vultures where we and just sit here and talk about everyone and ourselves.
Yeah, that's just our lives because I feel like I haven't seen you in a week.
I know. Yeah. I feel like longer.
Yeah, it's been a few days.
We always do these little gaps. And when we come back, we just catch up and everybody's like, for real though?
Yeah.
For real though?
Can you please slow it down?
Yeah. But a lot has happened since the last time we talked. I mean, from sex tapes, horrible singing.
Yes,
Valentine's Day, Single Awareness Day.
Yes.
What else?
Okay, first of all, I feel like we need to like let the world know how snatched you are right now. You look so good. Like,
thank you.
So good.
That's all thanks to my plastic surgeon, Dr. Burger, and a good diet that's called Lean and Green. But I'm only doing it for DR.
Yeah, but you've been putting in the work. Like, when last time we hung out, we went to get chocolate martinis, and we were all allotted to one because you shut it down. You was like, no.
That's it for me. Because I was like, I had to, because I knew I was going to Dominican Republic,
mm-hmm.
I knew that I wanted to wear certain bathing suits. I want to wear certain outfits. I'm going back to my country.
Yes.
I want to make sure I look good. And I have to be on stage while I'm out there. So I had to make sure I look snatched. Just as snatched as you did when you were in, where were you again?
I was in a Barbados.
No, not only Barbados. I'm talking about when you were DJing.
Really?
I saw your Instagram. I said, work it, honey. Yes.
Well, you know what's funny? Like, because I've been traveling. I'm actually going to D.C. when we're done here today. Like, with the meeting, like, everything we have going on. So I'm going to D.C. for, like, a few hours. Well, like, a day and some change.
You're DJing?
No, I wish. I'm actually going to go to the African American History Museum.
Oh, my God. I've been dying to go.
You
but it's always packed.
That I was going to tell you. You know, you got to get on a list. And my best friend, she got on the list a year ago, and she just got tickets.
For real?
But she got, like, 90 of them. So everybody in the hood is going.
She went and ordered 90 tickets. And
They gave her 90 tickets because she was an educator, but she's not anymore. As of late last year, she wasn't. So what she did was that the tickets that she got, the kids that she was working with, she gave some to them. And then also she gave some to everyone who wanted to go. And I'm just like, I really want
to
go. It's Black History Month.
Perfect.
It's just like the weather is bomb right now. So, but back to that, the funny thing is that when I was in Oklahoma DJing, mm-hmm. that outfit I had on, I was really nervous to wear because I had on like really short shorts. And girl, when I'm telling you that I've been eating like I have never ate in my life, because let me tell you guys about Oklahoma. Shout outs to all my Oklahomies. They're over this. But being that I'm a girl from Brooklyn who watches a lot of TV, every time I turn on the television, I'm not sure if this is you, I see commercials for Sonic. I see commercials. Is there a Sonic near you? Because you live in Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay, so this doesn't apply to you. Sonic, Golden Corral, mm-hmm. Steak and Shake, like all of these amazing food chains that we do not have. That I could hop on a B or the D or the F train to go to.
Yeah.
So when I go to Tulsa, it's popping, girl. Like, I'm eating my weight in food, and it's like, It's embarrassing, no. But I don't care. So I wasn't really sure if the outfit was going to come out, how it was going to look and stuff. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to rock these shorts and, you know, put on this.
You look gorgeous. You look gorgeous.
Thank you. And I tried the high ponytail, which was new for me. Yeah. What? I don't usually do high ponytails.
Why not? I love me a high ponytail. I feel like it just
it looks
elongates
great on you.
Your face. No, it elongates and makes your contour. Like, even if you don't contour, you get a contour thanks to this. Oh, my God. I just put my lips on this mic. This is so disgusting.
And I had, like, no. I had lipstick on and like some mascara and like eyebrow gel, but I didn't really do my face or anything like that. So I was like, let me just try it because I'm going to be on a stage on a booth. I don't think I need to be snatched that, you know, like that snatch. I was like, well, let me just see how, and it worked. Like, yeah. I was really surprised. So
yeah, you worked
I can't wait for your stories. Girl.
Ah, you know, it's going to be crazy.
Wait. It's going to be super
but,
dope.
But you got to follow her at Utopia BK so you can see pictures of her snatched vacation and all that good stuff. But since we got back.
Yeah.
The first thing that I think that happened was Valentine's Day, right?
Because
the NBA just happened recently, and then
wait, did we talk about? Tape? Okay, dude, this is how I feel like because the last episode we did was Valentine's Day, but did we happen to talk about the Super Bowl? Because I wanted to get your take on JT's performance.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we can do that real quick. What'd you think?
Yeah, I've been having these conversations with everyone in mm-hmm. this business in radio. Everybody's like, it was horrible. It was not horrible. It was a good,
I agree with you.
Very clean. Mm-hmm. I am just getting back in good mm-hmm. graces performance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't expect him to go all ham mm-hmm. after he just got banned for I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
So it was a good, clean Justin Timberlake performance. I felt like I was watching the Mickey Mouse Club again.
I'm a huge Justin Timberlake fan. Mm-hmm. So I was a little bit, my thing was like, I was a little bit worried that he was going to do too much new stuff off of his new album, which mm-hmm. had just dropped that Friday.
And it's not really, I don't like the album as much.
Oh no, the album is whack. Like like his albums have gotten like progressively after the first 2020 experience, mm-hmm. the one after that, meh. And this one is to me is like, I love the joint he did with Chris Stapleton and Alicia Keys. And the Filthy song is wearing on me because we played
it a lot.
Is that
the new one? No, which is the
Chris Stapleton, the Say Something song.
I don't remember.
I would attempt to sing, but I really don't want to like ruin anyone's like whole decade. But it's dope. When you get a chance, just try to listen to it. It's a great message, great song. I think it's the best thing about the album.
No, I think the only one that I like is the trappy one.
I know what you're talking about.
And the only reason I like it because
I
think
one.
So.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I halfway like it. Mm-hmm. I like it when it's trappy.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get all the way into that regular Justin Timberlake, I'm going to sing for you.
Yeah, you're
I was
over
like,
it.
Yeah, you could have saved that for another day. If you want to go in the trap world, stay in the trap world for that record.
Yeah.
You got a whole album to go back to Justin. Stick with the trap.
I think the crazy thing about Justin Timberlake is that the one thing I do appreciate about him being a white man who can sing R&B if he truly wanted to,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate the fact that he actually does his homework and he kind of knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he does a great job staying in his lane. That's why I appreciated what he did for the halftime.
He crosses the lane.
Yeah, but that's his lane, though. His mm-hmm. lane is that he can do like this.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He's not like Robin Thicke is an R&B singer. Mm-hmm. If he did a song with Chris Stapleton, I'm looking at him sideways. Like, bro, like, nah, son. That's not like, no. But Justin Timberlake, I feel like, could do that. Like, he masters that whole bob and weave and driving, you know, like how you said, like, there isn't really a lane per se for
There's
Justin.
No lines. He draws
right, he can just do whatever
back.
He wants and it works. But I enjoyed it. I love the Prince tribute
like
that he did. I feel like with that, it was a damned if he did, a damned if he didn't situation because he had to do something.
No, wait, but why did everybody throughout that whole weekend kept doing something for Prince? We're not celebrating his anniversary, are we? Or his birthday. I know that we were in his town,
yeah,
right?
I think that's what more it is.
Nah,
can you imagine if we had the Super Bowl in Brooklyn? Do you think that they would
have
to?
Football team there. We don't have a football
stadium. I know, but I'm just saying, if we did, you think people would like do something like for big?
Of
or
course.
Yeah, that's
but
what
I mean. But no, I don't see it for the Super Bowl. There goes another conversation that we've been having about the Super Bowl. They wouldn't do it
because, you know, the Super Bowl was done here in New York, which is not far from Brooklyn. They'll do parties.
It was
all
done
over
in Jersey. Yeah, but y'all was y'all was feeling yourselves. No. Y'all had that little. And then they tried to give us a Super Bowl way on 42nd Street, but Jersey was popping that weekend.
It was
I remember that.
Jersey was not popping. Our parking lot was horrible. Look, it was the worst. But with that being said, nobody will do hip hop because the Super Bowl will not allow it.
That sucks, though.
What about
the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, they'll be allowed to do it, but no.
They did it. Nobody remembers that they did that.
I'm saying, like, now, like, they won't do anything with Biggie. Like, Black Eyed Peas will do Black Eyed Peas music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They'll keep it to the poppy stuff.
Yeah.
But the NFL will not allow even they said Missy Elliott. That's clean, right? Because you saw who wrote Bruno Mars.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They bring out some hip hop flavor a little bit. But to do a full set, what real hip hop artist did a full set? I'm trying to think about
this. You're 110% correct. Like and
Bruno Mars threw out there, let's get some hip hop. And I'm like,
I'm surprised that they haven't asked Rihanna to do it. Do you think she's next?
They probably did ask her, but she is a little raunchy. You know, and I mean, what she's gonna do? Everything is suck my cockiness, like my person. You know what I'm saying? Like I sat here and thought about it. Like I was like, I could see maybe LL Cool J.
Ooh, that would be super.
He's not.
Dope.
He
yeah,
doesn't really talk about
too.
Drugs.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Doesn't talk about popping pills and stuff like that. But if you they were talking about Migos.
No.
Can people, like, I'm not saying Migos ain't the business, right?
Yeah.
Like right now, they're it. But what about the guys that did and I'm just using it as an example because they said they were the best. They're gonna be around forever. The two guys, they're young. They did the mannequin challenge.
Yeah, Ray Shmurda. Yeah.
Where are they now?
Well, you know, Swale, he doing his thing.
Yeah, he's doing it by himself.
Yeah,
but the group is not.
Joints, yeah.
So you guys can't keep throwing these artists at us just because they got a pop record or a hot record. Yeah, Migos been around for a while, but it's now when they're popular. They ain't gonna be popular that much longer. And you can't have them up there. You can't even understand them. And football is no disrespect to my Caucasians listening, but we all know. I give you respect. This is a white man's sport, even though the whole thing is played by African Americans and Hispanic.
Yeah.
We know this. But they run it. So you know that they have to think dollars. The people for PR. Why am I going to put, mind you, everybody keeps pointing out that the NFL ratings are down.
Yeah.
So you think the ratings are going to go up if you put a rapper up in there?
Well, do you think, this is me just spitballing, because I agree with you.
And it's sad that we're agreeing to this.
Yeah, like
it's
I can't
flat out
see,
racism right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like I can't see one particular artist, but what about a group of like, if they, instead of making a halftime show, just one individual, they did like something where it was kind of like meshing, so you could do Amigos, a Cardi B, Poppy, and Nicki Minaj, you don't think, what about Drake?
So here we go. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm thinking as a person who worked in a sports organization.
Oh, I've never.
I've worked in a sports organization. And I've worked in the one that is even more Caucasian
NHL?
Than football. I worked baseball. I even think, NHL is right there. But they're number one.
Yeah.
Baseball is right, but that's the American sport.
Yeah.
Baseball. You don't understand how many times I was in charge of booking talent to sing the national anthem, which you know I got to talk about that a little later with Fergie.
Oh, yeah, about Fergie.
But I sat there, and then I would have to do, like in baseball, sometimes we'll have some performers.
Mm-hmm.
We would have, after the baseball game, we would have a stage for people to come in and watch it for free. I had to be super duper careful of who I booked. And mind you, at that time, all in hip hop. And it wasn't even as bad now. And I couldn't put a lot of those art because they don't want it because it doesn't make sense. I'm not, as a PR person.
Yeah.
I'm here for the bottom dollar. I'm already making money for the Super Bowl. That's a given thing. Everybody's paying tickets to watch it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But my performance, I have to think about how many people are watching it. What's the majority that's going to watch it? We know that the majority is white and family. White first, family second. Then we have, you know, all of us. And we were boycotting it. So count us out of it.
Yeah.
We have family and we have Caucasians. Why would I put up an artist that I have to bleep out every other word and then explain things to my kid? What's Bloody Shoes? Even though they can Google it. But why would I explain that? That's what I can't do. And these artists, a lot of artists are like Bruno Mars, you know good damn and well that you would not play half these records in front of your own kid if you had them. You know what I'm saying? Not even the artists play in front of their kids.
Yeah.
Why would you ask for a hip hop artist? You better name some. Like, yes, Drake. Drake, cross the board, friendly. Mm-hmm. He's Jewish. Mm-hmm. He's black. He was on Degrassi. He doesn't, you know, some
he's
of his
He's very
things,
friendly.
Yeah, he's very, yeah, very friendly.
He's very friendly.
I said Jay-Z, but then we have to think about politics.
Yeah.
We don't want our president talking smack. We want people to feel like they're not getting told what to do.
Yeah.
Like being like, oh, go this, go that. Then I said maybe Kendrick Lamar. Thinking again as my PR person, I would love Kendrick. He's a great artist. Everybody loves him. But again, he's one that is political. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a problem. Like, I love it. Mm-hmm. Me, Sharon, La Loca, book him. Me, La Loca, I would book him. Sharon, as a business person, I can't, my friend. And I'm just telling you, it's because the fact is that I need to make sure that I can have my job next week. Because if you come on here and say, Donald Trump don't care about us, which we know he doesn't, I'm going to lose my job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't have that. Who else? For hip hop. People said Nicki Minaj.
I was going to say Nicki, but it would have to be like a watered down version of Nicki. And so that would get a lot of people upset.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going
to
win.
Like, I want to see Anaconda Nicki. If I'm going to tune in to and the Super Bowl, I would love to see Anaconda. Like, that's who I want to see.
No.
But I mean, I agree with you like 110%.
And it's sad that this is stuff that we all know that we can't have.
Yeah.
Like, who else? But the only person, like I said, that would be good, LL. Out of, if we want some old school, LL. Because now everybody's thinking about ATL.
Yeah.
What Atlanta artists can we feel safe up there?
Outkast? You don't think Outkast would be, if they...
If they do the speaker box. Speaker box, Love Below. Speaker box.
What about, like, Rosa Parks, Bombs Over Baghdad? Like,
maybe not Bombs Over Baghdad now because
of what's
happening.
But they're not saying anything... Well, you're right. But even though they're not saying anything political in the song, if you really listen to it...
No, of course.
But
this ain't Bombs Over Baghdad. Yeah,
I think Outkast would be super dope.
I would love that.
Like, super, super dope.
Will America... If it was...
Ludacris
has holes in every area code.
Oh, you know what? I tend to forget that him and Nate Dogg.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple songs.
Song, like,
you know,
I forgot about that.
He could probably do away with it, but we know those songs.
Yeah, no, I totally
forget.
So
I need you to give me Luda.
I forgot about that.
You know, you got to run through
all your
songs.
You don't
think
Drake would be like...
Drake would be, but if I was doing it anywhere, I would put Drake.
We got to poke the holes in Drake. What's the holes that we got to poke?
No, there's really no... I don't have any holes with him. He has enough songs that he doesn't have to do all his... And of course, Luda does too, but Luda has too many... He will have to bleep it out.
Yeah.
And Luda's a different person now.
Yeah.
And now if it was...
Money Luda.
You know, but if they were to do a whole ATL set of all the artists, okay, let's do Goody Mob. Let's do a...
Would you throw a T.I. in there?
T.I. too. But you know, maybe the gun charges might not allow him.
The
but
Priors, man.
Yeah, but maybe so. But if we do that, then we have enough clean music to do a halftime show. And I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah.
Because, T.I., give me one or two... I don't know which ones that are clean. Give me one or two.
He has some. What you know about that.
Yeah, give me that one. Yeah. Give me another one. Jeezy, give me. Hey, I'm a little bit afraid of Jeezy. If I am a business person, because he might do My President's Black, but he's not. But he'll do that just to say F you. Each artist in Atlanta, I love this, that they're very proud. Every artist is very proud that... Yes, I am black, and I'm proud, and that's what you're supposed to be. Will America want to hear five groups of rappers saying black this, black that, black? And we would love it. We would be like, yes, get your life. Like, you know, fist up in the air, Black Panther type of love.
Yeah.
But will everybody else? Nope.
I like Outkast, though.
Yeah, I think Outkast will be fine.
If we're going to put it out there, if we're going to do hip-hop, I love that you mentioned LL, but he don't have no, like, recent hits.
But that's fine.
Yeah,
I still think he can get old.
Yeah, LL is great. I think Drake is the one.
Yeah.
If we're going to Drake and Outkast, I think those three, a super bomb halftime. That would be super dope.
But then you can't, like, I would be like, I'm booking you, but I need you to do me a favor and don't step out of this little box that I'm about to put you in.
Right.
But would they do that? No.
I think LL Cool J would.
Well, okay, LL. Yeah, because he has lip sync.
I think Outkast might be a little, because we don't know how Andre's going to be feeling that day. You know, Big Boy, I think Big Boy would be like, all right, cool.
Because
you
check.
Know what it is. Yeah, but I don't know about Andre. I mean, that's the reason why I love him, because I don't know, you know, who. I think Drake is at a point right now where I didn't realize how much I really liked his music and I liked him. But I feel like he's at a point right now where he doesn't have to prove himself anymore. So I think that he would stay if they were like, look, this is the criteria and this is what we need and this is what we don't need for you to do. I think that he would do it as well.
Yeah, I know he would stay in his box. And I feel so horrible saying this. I know somebody's like, how are you going to put him in a box? Listen, if it's a check, he knows what to do.
Yeah, he'll get. But they don't get paid off of that, though.
No,
but the exposure itself is worth. Yeah,
but they don't get paid. But they get paid, not record sales only.
Oh, yeah.
But they get paid. Yeah. Maybe like, okay, Nike. You like you saw Justin Timberlake. He was wearing them Jordans. Everybody was screaming like, "Yo, you're creasing the sneakers on Instagram." Mm-hmm. But you'll have clothing designers saying, "Wear this." Okay, well, pay me, honey.
Yeah.
So they make money. They might not make from the Super Bowl, but they'll make money enough to cover the Super Bowl performance. And, of course, they have tickets for the family. Mm-hmm. They get this and they get that. So they get stuff out of it. But even though I started off with Drake, would I see him saying, F your box, I'm going to step out of it on purpose? Maybe.
Really?
Maybe a little bit. Just because... somebody's gonna get in his ear. It's you or us. Are you with us or are you with them? Are you on your Jewish side or on your black side?
I feel like if this is like 4 years ago, but he wasn't. He
I don't
still
know.
Needed this. I trust him, but that's the reason why. Like
I like him. I want to trust him.
That's why.
But that just popped in my head. Like,
couldn't be in that position to be like to be the person that's like, okay, we're gonna do Drake just
it's
in case
job.
Like something like because I would be like, hey, I feel like he's ready. You know, but then again, he still might be at that phase where somebody just whispers the wrong thing. Or you know how they feel, how they really feel in his ear. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I would be just afraid.
Put him in there. Okay, so I'm putting this out there. I think next year, halftime, I know you're like, no, I'm still going with Rihanna or Jennifer Lopez.
I would go Jennifer before I go Rihanna.
Or maybe even, depending on...
Jennifer's super, super friendly. Hello, American Idol.
Yeah, even America. Even if... Her new album is super dope. I want to say Kelly Clarkson, too. But I know why not Kelly Clarkson. Because it's like, I know why. But I mean,
they would.
Put that out there.
I mean, Sharon, that's fine. That's business.
But not, I just realized not halftime, though.
Yeah, she's boring.
Yeah.
But we just had a boring one from Justin. Great performance.
No,
but it wasn't crazy.
It wasn't
Justin. You said you agreed too. It wasn't Justin. It wasn't like the 2020 experience. I'm on tour where you're popping, locking, jumping,
having fun. Justin murdered
like,
that tour. Yeah,
but it wasn't that. So I'm not saying it's boring. It just wasn't like.
But can we give him a pass? Because I just feel like he.
Yeah, I give him a pass.
Yeah, I think that he was nervous. I think he had a lot going on. I mean, besides the Janet Jackson thing, and shout out to whomever started a Janet Jackson Appreciation Day on Super Bowl Sunday. I was here for it.
I didn't even know about it.
I was living for it on Twitter. It was just like everything. I was on air. So I was living, like finding all the Janet Jackson gifts and memes, like just living. But I think between the Janet thing and the possible pressure to do the NSYNC reunion, I just think that he had a lot.
Oh, no, he did.
Yeah,
and like
a lot.
Like I
and I think
saying,
he came through, you know. It wasn't...
It wasn't it, bad. It
wasn't
just wasn't
a Bruno
crazy.
Beyonce type situation.
No.
But
oh.
I thought it was, to me... I thought... I enjoyed Madonna's, but I thought his was a little bit better than Madonna's.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think everybody was better than Madonna and also
and Katy
Coldplay.
Perry.
Oh, Katy Perry. Yeah. Oh, I hate it. Oh, my God. Katy, I'm sorry. I've never been a fan of Katy Perry.
Yeah.
You know, I tried. I even got the mascara. No, I'm not a fan.
The Cover Girl. Yeah.
I think it's Maybelline.
Maybelline?
I think it's... No, it's a Cover Girl. Cover Girl.
Shout out to Amara. Did you...
Amara La Negra,
yeah,
she got the commercial.
Yes, girl. I was like, I had to, because I fast forward. So I had to, like, I was like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so shout outs to her getting that Cover Girl.
Yeah,
shout out.
She has moved up and is enjoying life after Love and Hip Hop, but yet we still haven't even seen all these fights that are coming up. I'm proud she's a Dominican, right? I'm proud of everything she stands for, but at some point I'm just like,
Is getting for
it's
me
becoming
a little
overkill.
Annoying about the whole Afro-Latino thing, because it's just like, yo, I get it. I was with it, and I know you, but that's not what I see when I see you.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Don't, like, don't get it twisted. Yeah, that racism, like, is super real in our country.
Okay, and you know I know.
Yeah.
But I just feel like she's so dope. And I just feel like, okay, let's move on to the new thing. Like, let's stop talking about her hair. And we did find out that it was a
wig. Yeah.
Because that was a conversation you and I had
yeah.
a while ago. I was like, is that her real hair? And I'm just,
extension, she says.
Yeah, I said no. Wig. I was like, that's a wig. But the easy thing is to pick on her because of that and stuff like that. But I'm just saying, like, I want to get to know her more because I physically know her more from, like, Instagram photos and I've never listened to any of her music or anything like that. Now I'm at a point where I want to, like, root for her and, like, support her in any kind of way.
Yeah.
But I just feel like now is the time to move past that.
Yeah.
You know?
I was... Like, I went through phases with her. Mm-hmm. In the first one, I was just like, yo, you're so extra. And I wasn't even talking, like, the DJ part. Like, you know how he was saying, like, oh, extra because of the hair?
Yeah.
It's just, like, she was hamming. I don't know if she's like that in real life, but it was like she was hamming it up for the camera. And that's what was, like, I was like, I can't right now.
Mm-hmm.
We look at it in a different eyes. We're not looking at it as regular fans watching a show. Like, I watch it as a fan, but I also watch it as somebody who's been on a reality show, like I've said, and how much they probably had to amp her up, like, talk like this, do that, or whatever. So it bothered me. And then the part of your mom, like, you, like, be honest. You know you don't bring your mom to every fucking business meeting. I'm sorry for cursing.
No,
but that bothered me.
I agree, like, with you. Yeah, my mom, she invites herself everywhere. Mm-hmm. I got to shut that down real quick. Like, no, just have a seat. Like, I need for you. Like,
and I'm not sure allow your mom to talk sideways to the person you try to work with.
That was crazy. Like, no. Yeah, like, no. But I like the little moments, like when her and her mom went to the strip club, because that is something, like,
I don't know.
You didn't like it?
I don't know. And it didn't feel genuine.
I see what you're saying.
It didn't feel genuine.
Yeah, I
like,
see what you're saying.
My mom is super cool. Like, your mom, well, I was looking at my Insta stories, like the time clock. My mom came and surprised me at Webster Hall. It was some of the Wu-Tang members up on stage. Mr. C was DJing. Like, it was a hood event.
Yeah.
My mom strolls in there, doesn't even pay, walks in and chills with me.
That's super dope.
But she's super old school Dominican, like Amara's mom.
Yeah.
And I can see that, but I'm not taking my mom to no damn strip club. That doesn't roll. And her mom don't look like she's one that does a strip club.
No, she looked OD uncomfortable in the club. Like,
so she knew she was there for the check.
Yeah.
And so that's, like, what's bothering me about her on the show. And yes, I'm happy that you are standing up for your beauty. Her skin is absolutely
gorgeous.
Oh my gosh.
Her skin. I mean, I just feel like she has, like, this natural
glow.
Her
body is sick.
Oh, her,
like,
ass.
She looks like she got highlights in every area.
Did,
like,
you see that dress she had on?
With
the purple dress with the last scene from the last episode.
I don't remember.
When she was about to fight the other girl.
No, I fell asleep at that point because I was tired.
Yeah,
I was getting tired.
I was just like, oh, okay. Like, Serena circa, like, 2000.
You seen that? Like, when she was walking 15? To go see her friends the first episode when she was coming, finishing, I guess, her performance. I went to sit down with them. That you saw her ass there, but she keeps harping, baby, we know what you're doing. We know the beef, and I know it's not her.
Mm-hmm.
I think how they edited it and how they, you know, they tell them, or we're setting you up on this.
Yeah,
go do that. Stand up for yourself. They'll remind you. I don't care what the. I hate when these reality TV artists and people come in here and they're like, oh, what they, you know, we give them what if they take what we give them.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, don't act like a producer that didn't come to you and said, yo, remember to stand up for yourself. You're a beautiful person.
Yeah.
Don't forget it.
They kind of egg it on.
Yeah, like they remind you to get mad and stand up. So I'm like, yo, my girl, you knew he didn't mean, he might have meant it. He apologized. Let's keep moving and work on music and make it even better. Like, let's change this. And now you're fighting with this chick left and right?
Yeah, that situation is just like, as someone who, like, when I try to watch those kind of shows, I try to, like, just watch it as someone watching it who's invested in these women. And I just feel like these women would be stronger together than they are apart. Yeah. I mean, 99.9% of these reality shows, that's the way you feel.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like, yo, these women would be super, super dope together. But am I not going to watch it like 3 episodes from now because there's no drama and no one's getting slapped in the face? That's just me.
If they were a lot of fun, yeah. Because it's just like it's like a regular TV show.
Yeah.
You saw, matter of fact, The Girls Trip. I love that they argued in it. Okay, I take it back. Sex and the City. You know, I hate having to go back to a Caucasian show. Shout out to my Sex and the City. I love it. But you saw them. They kept it fun together.
Mm-hmm.
They let everybody else around them be the focal point of an argument.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to team up together. But they were genuine friends. These people are put together weeks before the show, and yeah, they're supposedly friends.
Friends, yeah.
And they're not.
Which sucks.
But I wish they would get along. Like, but the only thing, I think I have more of a pass than the girl.
Which one?
The one that fighting with Amara.
Oh, the one who did the
skinny, the bike ride.
Yeah, she did the bike ride from, that was like.
That was crazy. I would love to do that. But she keeps saying the N-word. I understand that you are from Hialeah, which is hood as fuck.
Yeah, I know nothing about, I'm more a South Beach person. Like, yeah, that's where that's, I go when I go to my, I stepped in a hood once and my friend got robbed and we were just like, oh, we're just going to stay on South Beach.
Yeah, you, like, if you're smart, you don't go in Hialeah. There's, what's this other area we're all hating? There's certain areas you just don't go. She's in a hood area. So I could, and Trina checked her.
Oh, I love the way, like, but I'm living for Trina. Polite, yeah, Trina's very, like.
I would have been like, I mean, Trina did not go forceful about it, which is she.
But
not,
I think Trina understands.
Yeah, she does.
But it's just not okay, like.
Yeah, but as a business person, mm-hmm, don't say it because I can't use you for a lot of events. Like, I've said it before. Mm-hmm. But I said it because I thought at that time, you know, that was the way it was going. It was, mm-hmm, when it first came out. Mm-hmm. But then I caught myself like, yo, it just doesn't sound right. It doesn't, you know, it's not. I'll say my G.
Yeah.
I'll say my dude.
Yeah.
But the N-word, if I feel uncomfortable and I'm like, yo, you should feel uncomfortable. I don't care where you came up from. You're not. We're not.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm darker than you. And I'm not. I should not be saying it.
It's so funny, like, because I don't say it. I don't think I usually, I don't say it because my dad says it so much, mm-hmm, but my dad looks like Steph Curry. So it's just like, and my family and this, you know, with the A, not the hard ER, mm-hmm, or whatever like that. You know, the way most people, my friends, everybody I know,
ninja.
Yeah, and I'm just like, there are times when I get upset and anybody could be an N-word for me.
Yeah, no.
Especially when I get mad. Like, you don't have to be black. You don't have to, anybody could get the N-word when I get mad.
Yeah.
But I usually don't, and I'm saying the N-word, and I feel like I have full-blown permission to say
it. But
I still, it's still super, like, it's hard for me knowing where the word stems from. But also knowing, like, if I'm at a Jay-Z concert or a Nas concert and I know all the lyrics, I'ma say it.
See, there.
That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, like, in a song?
Yeah, it's
I'll
like,
be in the house. Like, In public, you won't see me.
Yeah, definitely.
In the house, I'm repeating what he just said.
Yeah, yeah.
But I personally can't do it. Like, people say it. Like, a lot of my friends, a lot of Hispanic Dominicans, they feel comfortable because we're black.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I got even in trouble because I said, oh, my God. I am like Amara, or like the other girl, because I feel sometimes that I get told, no, you're not black.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I am from African descent. So I am black who speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when I tell people a lot of times, like, I won't watch slavery movies. I don't remember. Maybe when I watched it when I was younger, but I won't watch.
Like 12 Years a Slave and Django.
Django. What's the one before? Way before we went to. We had a read.
Roots. Girl,
I can't.
I don't even want to see that. And I'm like,
I can't watch those movies because I feel like that's me. That's me in another lifetime.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my family.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, I didn't say that, you know, I come from African-American descent because I'm like, I'm Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Because people like to remind me, you know, my female black friends, my guy black friends, you're not black. Stop trying to act black. You are Hispanic. I'm not trying to act I'm being me.
And this is just me being a black person who
has
heard.
And even reminded here.
Yeah, that, like, what does acting black mean? Because I get that a lot. Like, a lot of people was like, you don't act black. You don't, like, another thing is I don't act like an only child. Like, it's just like, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? I know I have tendencies when I do this sometimes.
But that's everybody
But
now.
That's because I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? My mom grew up in Harlem.
She's
that's
about
the reason.
The neck
yeah,
and the
like,
up.
What the, you know, clapping the hands and stuff. That's because of where I'm from. And I don't think it mattered what color I was. That's the way I would be. But I feel like going back to like the Love and Hip Hop situation with the N-word and, you know, it's just so much stuff that we put out there to separate ourselves. And I hate that I hate that anyone will make you feel like you don't connect to the black experience because you're Afro-Latina.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's dumb. Afro was in the beginning of
African-American.
So how can you not, and especially if you can't watch those kind of movies, because I know black people who can't watch slavery movies because either A, or they'll really retaliate against people. And it's just like, even though this is stuff that happened years ago, I know why I watch stuff like that. But everyone's different. You know what I'm saying? And it just really sucks that this is something that we even have to talk about. It's too much stuff that's like separates us.
Yeah.
And that's just something to add to the mix, which is dumb.
I always have to talk about this. And it's always something that it bothers me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it bothers me because I'm just like, yo, I African, Latin, African. I am African because it comes from, we all came from a boat. They dropped us off at Dominican Republic, and everybody got spread out everywhere. Mm-hmm. Personally, not me. Mm-hmm. I was created in Dominican Republic, but I was born here. Mm-hmm. But anybody who says, "Oh, I'm African American," no, I'm from Africa. You're born here. We're all born here. Our ancestors came from Africa. Mm-hmm. And what I had this huge debate when I first started here. I had a debate not that long ago, even with a boss. One lady was like, I tune into Radio 103.9 where I work at because it's an African-American station. I don't appreciate that a Latina is doing middays on an African-American station. Why don't you go over to La Mega, speak Spanish there?
Wow.
We had a conversation. I was like, so you are right now being racist. Am I wrong for saying that she was being racist?
No.
Like just because I speak Spanish doesn't mean I don't know the music. Doesn't mean that I don't live the lifestyle. You can't tell me what entails of living the lifestyle. Because if you look at me, if I shut up, because you can hear some of the accent sometime. Mm-hmm. But if I were to shut up and stand, me and you, I want to do this experiment so bad. Like do one of those clear boxes and have a box in front, have people pick my nationality. Me, you, another Hispanic, another African-American woman, even an albino, because sometimes you can't tell. Have us all stand there and have them pick my race or pick our race. I promise you 99% will pick that I'm African-American. But because I speak it, that's where everybody starts feeling in a certain way.
First of all, that woman who called you, like that, she had nothing else. Like you talking about the definition of a troll. It's like how, like...
But then one of my bosses
said something to you about it.
Yeah, he was like, this is not La Mega. Mind you, Ken. Hey, Ken, I love you. I know you're listening. And he's probably tired of me here talking about this.
Yeah.
But it came up again, but not here, but in a conversation with somebody else. And this is one of my homegirls. She goes, you know, I give you a pass because, you know, I know you since we've been little, but you know you're not black. You're Dominican, right? And I said, yeah, and? But this one boss of mine was like, yo, I know you go by the name of La Loca. Why don't we change it? Mm-hmm. Because you're not supposed to be Hispanic on this station. Let's make it Sharon. Sharon will last forever.
What's the rest of the gist of the whole Sharon thing? Like, is it so you could sound more neutral or
more
sound
neutral.
More...
More neutral, more African-American. Like he says, La Loca is not a long-lasting name. Let me correct. There's this one woman who's been doing radio forever. Her name is Viva La Loca. And she's not Hispanic. And she's doing it for years.
Yeah.
It's not the name. It's the person who does the job. And I think I entertain. But with numbers, it proves sometimes that, yes, my Spanish does sometimes... do away from the true, you know, what they call true African-American. Because, you know, there's a true white person that like, yo, it's America.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
There's the African-Americans that are like, yo, it's Malcolm X style.
Yeah. I can't.
I hope I picked the right person.
No, I get it. Like, the crazy thing is, like, as someone who knows you, like, I hate that somebody would say that to you. But if the gist of the station... is to be African-American, then I could understand the complaint. Do I agree with it? No. I just feel like it's a waste of time. You know, either listen or don't.
Yeah.
That's just the way that I feel about it. But then again, you were hired for a specific reason. And I'm assuming, even though I just met you when I started working here, this is who you've been.
I've been like
since
this.
Since the beginning of your career.
Since I started in radio.
Yeah, so the package, they already knew. So
and again, it's not Ken.
Yeah,
Ken loves
No. And I'm for sure. And I feel like we've had this conversation, so I think I feel like I know what you're talking about. My thing is like, if you already knew that this is what you were gonna do, then what's the point purpose? And another thing too is that I understand why we have to say this is an African American station. This station is catered to white women. Like I get it, so we could sell. Mm-hmm. But the thing that bothers me as an African-American who does Top 40 radio, who feels like sometimes she can't be her true African-American person, even though she's still trying to figure out who that is. You see all the stuff I got going on? Like, it's like a layer of stuff. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like the greatest thing about us living in this city and living in this market, that it's inclusive. Like,
it is.
It's all inclusive. Like, you could be, you know, someone who grew up listening to Biggie but loves a Bon Jovi record and could rock out with me on, you know, on 95.5. And also someone who grew up listening to A Strict Diet of the Beatles but loves to listen to you on 103.9. I don't feel like, or who grew up listening to Celia Cruz and but loves what you're doing on a urban, AC, you know, R&B station. So my thing is, like, why is it so hard for not just people, people in general, be it, you know, operations manager, a listener, to realize that this city is an all-inclusive city. Like, we have some of everything and everyone rocking
with
us.
We have the world in New York.
Exactly.
You got every borough represents, like, you know, if you want to go to West Indies, you want to go to Jamaica, you go to Brooklyn.
Right.
You want to go to Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, you go to the Heights, you go to the Bronx.
BX, baby.
You want to go, matter of fact, you want to go to, you want to hang out with all your Nahims, all my Jewish people, you go to Brooklyn. There's like a huge city Jew section.
Yeah.
What's in Queens, though? That's one
Queens
thing.
Is more like, I hope I get this right, like Pakistani, like Middle Eastern, like a lot of people that I know whose families are from the Middle East are like heavy out in Queens, like body, like heavy, like it's
and
like,
then you got, what is it, Coney crazy. Island, there's mad people from Russia. Is it Albanians? Albanians are in Queens.
Albanians are spread out. That's a good one in Coney Island, because my best friend's husband's family is out there, like has property.
We
out
have
there.
Everything here. But then everybody starts mingling and start having babies. Right. So nobody's a true anything here
anymore
at
all.
You are a migrant.
Yeah. So that's why my thing is, like, for someone to call up and say, you know, who's this girl speaking Spanish on a black station? It's like, yo, first of all, sit down, get a new hobby, shut up and just listen. All right. Just like, none of that is necessary.
It isn't. But one thing I did find, my old boss, my mentor, he was like, I think you're the first Latina to ever do urban AC radio. Like, by herself, her own
show. That's super dope.
And I'm like, I'm waiting. I've been saying it, but I haven't, like, checked it yet.
That's super dope.
Because I really want to check, because if it's true, then I broke the mold.
Yes, you did.
And I could also F it up.
you get to create the standard, which is, like, super, you know. For people who come behind you, you've opened up this lane for them. And that's just super, super awesome.
I hope so.
Which is great.
I hope that's what it is. But, you know, I'm doing my thing.
All right.
We just got to love each other.
Yes.
And love us. I have to go. I have to finally get to this Fergie story, because I love Fergie. I think her performance wasn't bad. And again, it wasn't bad. It was a very Marilyn Monroe, happy birthday to you, Marilyn Monroe. Come on, don't tell me you didn't get that vibe or some pinup style. It just wasn't everybody's cup. It wasn't, everybody was not used to it. It's the first time somebody did something like that. Oh my God, the face you're making is crazy.
It was horrible.
It wasn't bad.
It was horrible, Loca. Like,
I was surprised that they even allowed her to do it, because when I said I worked baseball in Tampa, where I'm right next to the MacDill Air Force Base, where, you know, it's all about America.
America,
military, thank you for protecting this beautiful body that Dr. Berger swayed. But you know, they like traditional.
Yeah.
They like it just the way it was written and sang. Like, there was so many times when I would book people and I had to tell them, please don't take this the wrong way, but I don't want no Whitney Houston right now. You know, I love Whitney. Whitney did great.
Whitney body.
Yes. Like, she did it, but I can't have you do that. That's all everywhere. If you ask anybody who does the booking, because we get letters, we get emails.
Yeah.
We get these letters. We get these emails. Why did that person, and this is people from right there that come to the baseball game all the time. We want the song written the way it was done. This is America. Don't give me no soul. I'm giving you just a voice that I'm thinking, and I know I'm being stereotypical, but I'm thinking that the person is saying when they're writing this stuff, and it's vicious. They go in.
Yeah.
They'll go from the voice to the, why does she think that she could go all the way and come back down? Like, and I was surprised they allowed her to do it. She should have, I think every artist I know you want to put your stank on it, but don't just keep the song the way it is. It's already a complex song.
But for what it was, it wasn't bad.
I can hear it in my ear. Right. Let me tell you this. Okay, so
people said she was off pitch. Maybe I was just listening to it through a God bless you ear, but I don't know.
I love Fergie also. Like Fergie Kip is like some days she's my spirit
animal. I can't
take
her on television.
She's horrible on that show, The Four.
Yeah, she goes from English to British.
Yeah,
she's
not good as a hostess.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to talk shit.
But I would love to see her as a judge in a show. I think that she would have been super dope as a judge. You don't think so?
No.
They threw her in there as a judge? Oh, I would love to see Fergie judge something because I like her personality.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'll host it though.
All that Diddy love Holly. That I just gave her, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I can't even. Because at one point I was just like, "Wow, let me just close my eyes because maybe it's the visual and I closed my eyes and I was listening to, no, man.
Bless her heart. She did. I mean, it wasn't
she
bad.
She tried. I'm it not going to sit here and not say that she didn't try, but it was awful.
It wasn't
I'm sorry. And I love Fergie, okay? Like, Fergalicious, like, definitely one of my favorite pop albums. No, it was bad.
She wasn't bad.
It was horrific.
In her eyes, she slayed it. You saw her at the end.
Oh, you couldn't tell her anything. And I appreciate that, Fergie. Like, screw what Utopia feels. Like, nobody cares what the rest of America feels, screw that. But, she was like, to me, it wasn't that great. Like, not at all.
It wasn't that bad. The worst thing I think that has happened since we've last spoken.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, I only saw a snippet of it. And I'm not saying I'm the best head doctor in the world. Okay. But I do partake in it and I love it. I love it. Had to be Black China sex tape that has miraculously leaked out.
Miraculously. Whatever, I like how you said that. Miraculously leaked out.
And at first I was like, wait, it was leaked. Maybe somebody did. But the way she was staring at the camera and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, bye. Yeah. You are trying it. But if you're going to do a sex tape, at least make it good. Like, you mentioned Kim Kardashian before. She didn't know she was doing a sex. It was just them two doing it. He was recording it. But she knew what she was doing. Girl, I want to make sure I practice on a cucumber before I take over the real thing. If I want to make sure I'm good, look at video, spit on my bad boy, do something. Like, that was just so, like, right there, she made me a champ, boy.
So shout outs to her for doing that. I'm just over, like, she's straight been trending since either Monday night or Tuesday, at least on Google. I'm just like, wow, this is, like, really something great for her because I'm not going to front. Great.
People are just making fun of her.
I totally forgot about Black China for a minute. Like, I really, like, because, Chloe and Chloe's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then what's the baby? Kylie, she just had her baby. Mm-hmm. So I kind of forgot about Black China, that she existed for a second. And then this happened. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Black China is, definitely one of those people that I forgot about. But I just feel like sex tapes are so 2006.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're like, nothing new. That's what Instagram is all about.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. It's just like, it's whatever. But God bless her. And hopefully she'll get like a makeup line out of it or something.
She has her own makeup line. I think she has, I don't know if she has lashes. Or is it lipstick? She had something. I know she had it before she was with them.
Okay.
I think that's what made her. She was a stripper beforehand.
Yeah.
But then I think when I first heard about her was lashes and then lipsticks.
Maybe something. I'm not going to front. This might just be me. But I would love to see her and Rob's show back on again.
No.
Even if there's just them arguing. I love their show.
I never watched it.
I loved it. That's the only Keeping Up the Kardashian spinoff or anything Kardashian that I actually devoted to and set my DVR for and watched. Yeah, I loved it.
I didn't like it. I felt like that was a fake relationship, and that's something that
For sure.
Like it almost bothered me because you're messing with the brother of the girl that had your man. Like, that's petty and vindictive on purpose, and you're gonna have a kid.
Yeah,
like, you look crazy.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of messy.
Yeah, like it's all the way messy. Like, why can't you just boy bye? I'm gonna get my money. You gonna pay this child support and not mess. Like, we're looking at you. That's like the girls who mess with their boys, like their ex man's boys.
Yeah,
or the brother of the guy that they ended up dating. Like, that just doesn't, as a woman, like, that doesn't look right. I know that we all have this feminist or whatever. I'll do whatever I want with my poom poom. By all means, do it. But it's just, I feel like it's just don't be passed around, because that's what you open yourself up to be. Is like, yo, I'm gonna pass you around. Let me find out she's one of his cousins next.
Wow. Well, I feel like homie. Hollywood, especially in that Kardashian clan, like, it's very small about the radius of men that they kind of mess with. It's either a rapper, a basketball player. Like, it's very small. So that's something that they all kind of do. It's kind of like their thing, per se, but it's not something that we always, like, really, really talk about. So, I don't know. I'm just hoping she gets a reality show out of it.
Nah, like, I'm good with
I would watch it. I'm letting you know right now.
Not at all. I'm over her. I'm over her mother.
Yo. Oh, her mother is, like, definitely an issue for me that I'm just like, I'm good.
I can't. Tokyo Toni. Because, you know, her mom will be on the show. I can't. I can't deal with neither of them.
I'm over it. But last thing, Valentine's Day, how was it for you?
Valentine's Day was good. We didn't do much because our anniversary was on that Friday.
Yeah.
So we just kept it super chill. What do? We went home. Yeah, they just stayed. We stayed home, I think. And that was it. Then our anniversary, we went out to dinner. He had spent all his money on buying me tickets to see Bruno Mars.
Oh, you're going to love that show.
Oh, no, I made him return it. Yeah. I made him return it. Because, all right, here, check me out.
Yeah, because I'm just, like, gagging right now.
I know. Like, everybody knows I'm a huge Bruno Mars fan. Yeah. I would like him to do the halftime show.
Yeah.
Again. I think he did it with twice. Beyonce. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want him to do, like, a solo one this album. You know what I'm saying? So I love it. But we are in a business that we're blessed to get tickets, right? Of course, sometimes they're a nosebleed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a bougie broad. Sometimes I will spend the money, because he was like, yo, you are about to spend like $2,000 to go to Vegas to watch it. I was like, it's opposite, because we're going to Vegas and we're gonna make it a little vacation or whatever. But I didn't buy it because the tickets were costing me like almost $2,000 just to sit down on the bottom. So he almost spent $1,000 for our tickets here in Jersey. And I was just like, bae, I want to, for our anniversary, I'd rather have something that I could look at every day and be like, this is my 1-year anniversary gift, AKA my sneakers. He bought me these sneakers.
That's cute.
Because once I told him to return, I said, look, bae, we have a house. We just have a house. Yeah. We're trying to remodel. We got the floors done. We need cabinets. I'd rather you put that money, if you're not going to put it on my feet, on my finger, or on my back, or in my belly, I'd rather it be in the house. And so I was like, yo, return it. And that's what I had him do. And I mean, I'm going to get the tickets.
Yeah.
But well, I told him, I was like, yo, I'd rather get nosebleed. And if you have to pay $200 for nosebleed, no, hell, I'm not going. But if I'm paying like $100 for 2 tickets and we're up there in the last row in the section, I don't have a problem. Because I'm still going to see it. I'm having fun and I'm singing it. That's it. I'm gonna pay almost $1,000.
Yeah.
So Bruno Mars could go pop champagne later with my $1,000. His $1,000 is one bottle of champagne, and then he's gonna keep on living lavishly. And while I'm up, sorry. Unless I'm on that stage dancing and boop bopping with him and singing, I'm not paying. No, I'm not doing it.
The crazy thing is, like, I totally, like, I wish I could get there where you're at right now. I don't know what kind of, like, Zen tea you're drinking, because I would have been like, thank you. Thank you. When are we going to go see Bruno?
Yeah.
Maybe 5 years into the relationship, I'll be like, okay, you know, if he did that and, you know, whatever, I would be like, let's take it back, like how you did, which was so graceful. But first Valentine's Day and anniversary around the corner, I would have been like, thank you.
Yeah, no, I haven't even, like I said, Christmas so meeting, good. I didn't get a gift.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, I didn't get a gift.
You did get a gift. You gave it back.
Well, no, I got that for my anniversary.
Okay.
But I said I gave it back, and I should have been like, no, I'll take it, because you didn't give me 2 holidays.
Yeah.
But I just was like, nah, I can't do it.
You're such a sweetheart.
It's just not financially wasn't right. Like, then we got to spend all, we're going to Dominican Republic next month.
Oh, you're so good. Like, it's just not too much. I said the rabbit.
For real, no. Buy me an outfit for DR. Buy me my shoes for DR. Get my hair braided for DR.
Like, all right. I see what you're saying. The money could be used multiple times over.
Yeah.
We'll
have more time. You never know. Maybe from this moment till then, I'm going to speak it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get blessed with a couple $100,000.
That's
win
true.
The Powerball.
That's
then by
true.
That time, you going to Bruno Mars with me. He's going to the whole freaking floor.
Whole squad,
we're
going to
sit on the
going.
Floor. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll get backstage prizes. I want that buku dollars in the back. So, like, but right now, I feel like it wasn't right for me to have that. And
okay.
So I told him I love him, but I want some good Monica. You giving it to me. Not you, him. I want some good, that's a good gift.
On that note, we're going to end things. Yeah, thanks for hanging out. Yeah, it did. It's just us two today.
I know.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
Sorry, Mike Cossarelli. Next time for you. This is Pop Culture Vultures. Yeah. I'm your girl, Lalo Cadimelo.
Of course, Utopia here. Follow me on every damn thing at Utopia BK.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's La Loca on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's ITSLALOCA.
Yes.
And on YouTube, because I'm back to vlogging.
Damn.
It's La Loca TV, ITSLALOCA TV. Que Dios me lo bendiga. Hoy, mañana y siempre. Which means may God bless you today, tomorrow, forever. Deuces, we're out.
Peace, y'all.